This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, September 17th. Well, cattle markets yesterday, kind of disappointing. Feeder cattle unable to really extend any momentum to the upside. I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal to get another dollar out of the market, but it wasn't going to happen yesterday. And the markets were weaker throughout the session, ending down just over a buck or so. So it wasn't a wipeout, but it certainly wasn't the continuation to the upside that I was expecting to see. In live cattle, markets there did find some support, at least on the back months. D's up at just about 37, the front month October down 37. So basically we managed to push up and in fact above the resistance in December live cattle. We didn't close all that great and close basically at the highs from Monday and Tuesday. So here the live cattle were able to actually breach the resistance, and we couldn't get feeder cattle to come up and test the resistance. So a little bit of a diversion going on between those two markets. We've seen some cash trade develop. It's been pretty light numbers, but around 103 in Kansas and Texas. That's up 2 from last week. And box beef values were weaker. Choice down 71 cents at 215. Select down 177 at 205. The spread was down, up 106 at 1087. Movement 166 loads. Export sales this morning still continuing to be on the light side at 14,800 tons. South Korea took 4,400, Japan 4,500, China 1,800. Pork export sales at 50,700. China took 36,000 of that. Mexico 5,900, Japan 3,200. So huge presence by China showing up in the hog market again. But other than that, that's pork. But for beef, it was pretty quiet. So that's a little disconcerting because we're hoping to see some big numbers show up in beef to absorb the extra supply that we expect to see as we get into the fall and winter. But so far, we're just not seeing that develop. In the meantime, it looks like feeder cattle prices might stabilize here. The index was up 8 cents at 140.60. Front month futures are at 140.50, so you're right in there. You still got 2 weeks for expiration, but you're right at even money with the index. So it's, perhaps we're going to just see some stabilizing here, at least on the front month. The back months, again, kind of disappointing to see it not be able to pull higher, even though the live cattle were pulling higher. So we're still holding out, looking for maybe another dollar up on November feeders, and maybe we should just presume that what we got was about all we're going to get, which basically just took us up to the bottom of that gap. The 145 level, what we've been targeting, fills the gap from mid-August. And that's where we went yesterday and the day before, takes us to the bottom of that gap. And I just kind of was presuming that the market would come in, fill the gap, and that'd be about all you got, because that was also some swing lows and swing highs and quite a strong magnet for price action. But so far in feeder cattle, we have not been able to get into those gaps and fill them. So that's an important point to make. If you can't get that done today, if the market can't kind of recover and get back up, or at least get up to the highs from the previous couple days or Monday and Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then I think that the market's really going to start to lose that upward momentum and probably start to turn lower. In live cattle, it's a little different formation. You did fill that gap kind of initially, in fact, right after it was created, and the markets got back up to that level and actually breached it yesterday before it backed off again. So we have a little bit more upward momentum in the lives, but the feeders are starting to show some sluggishness here. So we're still hoping to get that 145. Again, we're not that far away, a couple bucks, but it's an important price level that is becoming evident that the market's struggling with. So that too gives us more confidence that it's an important price level, and that if we can get there, I think that's about probably all we're going to get. So that's kind of where we're at. We're looking to be a seller, looking for some pressure to come into the market into the fall and winter, probably into the first quarter of next year as well. So obviously we want to get some hedges put on here. Maybe we're trying to squeeze the last couple drops of blood out of this little bull market, this little run that we've had. And so I, you know, that might be something to think about too. Maybe start putting in some of these hedges, scaling in case we don't quite get that last little push up. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843.